Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Backyard Labrish. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. This is Margaret, and I want to welcome you to Backyard Labrish. We're opening up the mic tonight to our callers to wish their loved ones all over the world Happy Holidays. So we hope that you are here to chill with us, and we want to welcome you, and we hope that we know we're going to have a good time tonight. The weather is beautiful here in Atlanta, and I'm sure that it's just gorgeous in Jamaica, and there's a lot of merriment going on all over the world. So we want to just take a few minutes to shout out to our friends and loved ones all over the world, because we know that this is a special season of celebration. So I see I have my co-host, and I have another caller. So I'm going to first welcome my co-host, Donna. Hi, Donna, you're on. Good evening.
Good evening, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Well, thank you.
Really excited about tonight, and of course, want to send out a shout out to you and wishing you a happy holiday and family and my family here in Georgia, St. Louis, and you know, all over. Just want to send a shout out to them and welcome, just wishing them a happy holiday. Back to you.
Well, that's great. That's great. And Donna, last week we talked about things that were special to us during the holiday season, and I'm going to get back to you because I see we have another caller from 770-948, and I'd like to tell them, all our callers, if they'd like to interact with us, just hit 1 on their telephone, and I'll know that they want to chat, as we say, labrish here in the backyard, and I'll open up the mic to let them say hello to the world. So if the caller at 948 want to say hi, just hit 1. In the meantime, Donna, I know this is a very special season for you, but I know that it's, you also have a little memory that might not be so pleasant. So we want to cheer you up tonight and let you know that I am sure that wherever your loved one is, they want you to be happy. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was a great time of year for my mom. She always would make a special event of it. Every year she would pretty much have a different theme. And many people know that sometimes you decorate your door with different types of wrappings, and she would wrap the door like different types of gifts, and then some days she would just put candles in all the windows, would reset the windows, and then sometimes she would just hang lots of holly all over the house and all down the stairways and things like that. And, of course, we went from having artificial trees to white trees to real trees to back to artificial trees again.
Wow. there was a progression.
So it was always a lot of excitement and fun during this time of the year.
Right. And this is the first year that she's not with you.
Yeah.
So we're going to concentrate on the good memories and the happy times. And that's why it's so important for us to celebrate, you know. We need to be in the moment all the time. And that's what we encourage people to do here in the backyard as they leave their footprints. So I'm going to encourage our callers to just let me know when they want to holler at us or to say hi to anyone, any part of the world that might be listening or perhaps will tune in later to listen. So I see we have a 404-259 that's just hanging out with us in the backyard, and we want to welcome you and to encourage you that if you want to interact and let your voice be heard and share the joy, because this is the time for joy to the world. So last week, we had a wonderful play. Was it last week, Donna? I mean, time's been going on so fast for me that I you know, everything is running into one.
Mm.
Was it last week that we had the Joy to the World concert, or the week before? The Integrity Children Fund.
I thought it was the
It was the week before.
Yeah, the weekend before.
Right. So yeah. We just had a wonderful time and started the month off right. But, you know, our show tonight is centered around spreading joy to the world in our own special way as we say hi to our friends and loved ones wherever they may be, because we know that words are energy and we can spread this great energy wherever just by speaking it into existence. So is there anyone special you want to say hi to, Donna, and wish them some joy tonight, give them some love?
Oh, my goodness. I have a huge prepaid legal family that I kind of spoke to some of them this evening, and I'm hoping that some of them are on. And I just want to, you know, just say hi to everyone. And my best girlfriend, Majisa, just want to say hi to her and her husband. And, you know,
what's her name? What is her name?
Majisa Cottrell and Kenny Cottrell.
Oh, wow. Well, I'd like to wish them happy holidays, too, from the senior.
Yes. And also just to remind everyone that one of the things that Ms. Margaret's talking about in terms of, excuse me, I have a slight cold, but leaving your legacy and leaving a footprint is that the beauty of being on this call is that maybe years from now, you know, your children might be Googling and they might even Google, you know, the backyard or maybe even your name. If you say your name out loud and you just never know where they will be able to hear your voice. And that's such a beautiful thing, is to hear the voice of a loved one that maybe they've been lost. So I would say to you that ultimately I think maybe probably about midway, about 8:15, we're going to open the line, and if maybe some of you are having some technical difficulties with your phone and you just want to go ahead and say a shout-out, they're going to ask you to just kind of shout out or leave a footprint, you know, in our backyard. And please visit the website backyardlabrish.com, backyardlabrish, and that's LABRISH. .com, and just leave a little footprint there. Make your profile. Let us know that you're here, and we would just want to welcome you to the backyard. Back to you, Ms. Margaret.
You're welcome. And I just see that we have another caller joining us from 404. I think it's 957. So all of you hanging out in the backyard now, I know the weather is good, the easy chairs are comfortable, and we're just relaxing and chilling out. However, we need to labrish. So just hit one on your keyboard, and we'll tape you in so you can shout out to the world or to your loved ones, happy holidays. And as Donna says, you never know, years from now, when they're surfing, they just might hear your beautiful voice as you spread the joy tonight. Because I don't want to bring up sad memories for Donna, but I know that if Donna's mom last year had called into the show and said something, I'm sure Donna would just love to hear her voice this year. Right, Donna?
Oh, yeah, that would be wonderful.
You're talking from personal experience. And I, too, you know, I would have loved to hear my mother's voice.
Yes. Well, you know, the holidays are something, you know, it's a time, really it is a time of cheer. It's a time really for the kids. My mom used to always say that. It's a time for the children to, you know, come to gather around together. And it's just a great time of year, really it is, to bring cheer to everyone. You know, it's a time when everyone just kind of like, you know, smiles at each other, greets each one, and it's just a great time of year, and that's part of what I embrace, is just having an opportunity to hopefully make a difference in someone else's lives. You know, it might be a small thing. You know, I gave the other day, I'd gone through some things with my mom, some clothing and shoes, and the American Disability Company called me, and I said, you know, this is a great time to hopefully give something to someone else and hopefully to make a difference in their life. And to me, that's really also part of what this season is to remind us. I was watching this movie, The Ends of the Earth, or I think that's how the name is, something about the day the Earth stood still. And the whole premise behind it was for humans to stop for a moment and love each other and not destroy the Earth and destroy each other. And the woman says, we can change. And I believe, just as, you know, our president-elect says, that we can change, that we can change and we can be human, humane to each other. And this is a great time of the season to begin to start, because it's the end of the year, launching us to the new year. Back to you, Ms. Margaret.
Right, right. Okay, well, I have caller number 770-948. Anytime you want to jump into the conversation, just let us know by hitting 1 on your keypad. And for our callers listening online, I apologize because I don't know yet how to operate the chat room, but pretty soon I'm getting real ticky, and I'm sure that I'll be able to just interact with you. But for the moment, I hope you're enjoying the Labrish here in the backyard. And tonight we're asking our listeners to call in and wish happy holidays to their loved ones, wherever they may be. Even if they're not listening at this moment, you could direct them to the website later just to hear that you wished them happy holidays, and just hearing your voice, if they are far away from you, I'm sure will be very special for them. So we encourage you to interact with us, not just be a silent listener. But that's all right, too, if that's all you want to do. But Donna, I wondered if there were some special memories that you wanted to share with us tonight about Christmas time, especially as it relates to your mother, who is not with you anymore.
Well, I think that, you know, part of what I talked about in terms of her decorating, it was always such a huge affair. We always started right after Thanksgiving to decorate and then also sit down and prepare a list of the foods and different things that we would be, you know, having for the holidays. And, you know, aside from that, that was the thing, is the food. You know, food was such a huge issue. You know, all
what can you share with our listeners, some of the special food that she prepared?
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. I mean, it was pretty much traditional, I think. Every now and then there would be something different. Like, she would always have a different type of soup that she would have. You know, maybe she would have a cream of broccoli soup. Maybe she would have, you know, a sweet and sour soup. She would always do a different soup. But then
wow.
I pretty much the traditional types of, you know, Christmas with turkey and, you know, maybe ham or roast or something. Every now and then she would do a leg of lamb or something to that effect. My mother was pretty much the chef. I mean, she watched all the cooking shows. She took cooking classes, and she enjoyed the process of cooking, and she felt that it was something that when you cooked and you fed someone, that you gave them a part of yourself, and that they took something warm and good away with them. And it always was important for her to know that you liked what she cooked, if it was something else she could do to it to make it more pleasurable for your palate. And so she really always focused on, so how does it taste and how is it? Sometimes she couldn't hardly eat herself for waiting for everyone to taste the foods that she had made. And most times she would make German chocolate cakes and peach cobbler and apple pies, and then my aunt would chip in with some cakes and different things. But she did most of the main, you know, macaroni and cheese, and there was always, we would set up and we'd grate the cheese and, you know, and she had a whole process with regards to everything. And you always had to come in and say, okay, you had to fit in wherever she wanted you to fit in. You couldn't just do what you wanted to do because the kitchen was her domain during that time period.
Ah, that is so great.
Yeah.
Those are great memories. So let me ask you, Donna, did you learn any of these techniques? And are you planning to, or are you doing some of those dishes? Truth now.
I've always been my own kind of cook, but I learned quite a bit from my mom. I learned, give you an idea, macaroni and cheese. I know how to make a great macaroni and cheese, but I don't really make it that often because it's so rich, because she uses so much cheese, and and cream and eggs and stuff like that. So I don't make it that often. But when I do, my children love it. And and of course she, you know, had her own method in terms of making sweet potatoes, and I know how to, you know, make sweet potatoes. I don't know if my family would say anything that I cook would taste as good as hers, because most cooks, they'll tell you one thing, but when it comes down to the bottom line, it's their taste. Does it taste the way I like it? Do I need to add something? Oh, I know what I need to add, whereas I'm not a good taster kind of person. I'm like, okay, give me the recipe. I'll follow what you're doing, and I'll look at what you're doing, and then I will kind of go from there. And so, I mean, I've learned a lot. I learned a lot from her, but some of the things, like, give you an idea, it was kind of weird this year. Either I would buy a turkey, like, have somebody would fry a turkey, or I'd buy Popeye's fried Cajun turkey, different, you know, Sam's turkey, or my mother would always bake the turkey. And so this year we roll around, and we were like, my aunt says, are you going to make the turkey? And she says, well, I never made the turkey. I said, well, I never made the turkey either.
Aww. Like, because this is the first year she's not around, right?
To make the turkey. So I was like, well, I guess we're buying a turkey this year, and we have to work this year. Yeah, I know.
Well, I want to remind our callers that you're listening to Backyard Labrish, and that you can check us out at backyardlabrish.com. We are here to celebrate and enlighten and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica, but we welcome Jamaicans, Americans, Jabrits, Jacans, whatever, and we especially want to interact with people from the Jamaican culture who grew up before pre-independence, because we know that we were under the British rule and things were different, and we just want to leave some documentation of how things were. And wonderful, I see that caller from 954-677 would like to say hi. So I'm going to open up the mic to them now, and you're on.
Hello,
who am I speaking with?
This is Audrey Bell. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Audrey, and where are you calling from, just so our listeners can know?
I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, wow. You're in a wonderful blue state.
Yes.
We love it.
Yes.
You know what that means.
Yes.
Well, welcome to Backyard Labrish.
Thank you.
And I know that you are a Jamaican living here in the States for a long time, but do you have any special memories of Christmas that time in Jamaica that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, Christmas in my time in Jamaica was a time to look forward to. It was a very joyous time as a child or a young person, and we look forward to going on the revelry downtown Kingston with the stores and shopping and buying Christmas toys and things for Christmas, and also to going for the Christmas concerts or Christmas cantatas. There was a special one held at Coke at 5 a.m.
Yes.
On Christmas morning, and it's, all the churches had their Christmas carols and cantatas. So
right.
It was just singing for your soul.
Right. Well, you know, last week we discussed cantatas quite a bit. But, Audrey, how would you describe a cantata?
Well, a cantata is a program of musical venues by different people.
Uh-huh. Well, I call it, in my words, it's more like an opera.
Yes.
Because people had different parts that they sung, and it really told a story.
Yes.
But it was especially performed at Christmas time, and I know I looked forward to it. It seems like everybody in the church or the choir had a special part in that cantata.
Yes.
So it was very fulfilling to participate in that.
Yes. And I just want to congratulate you, Margaret, on this venue of this medium of communicating people, which is very necessary these days. And
yes.
I hope that the show will be, the Backyard Lavish will be a success. And
well, thank
have a
you,
Merry
Audrey.
Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you very much, dear, and the same to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling and interacting with us.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Listeners, you're listening to Backyard Lavish, and we're hanging out in the backyard tonight, just reminiscing about the younger days. So wherever you're from, whether you're from Jamaica, Canada, Europe, and you have special memories, holiday memories, we'd like for you to share it with our listeners and us and the world, because Blog Talk Radio is very popular and people from all over the world surf the site and will listen to shows that interest them. So we know that Jamaican culture is very interesting to people all over the world, and Jamaicans live all over the world. I'm sure there's almost not a place you can go and you will not find a Jamaican. So I want to welcome the Jamaicans that are scattered all over the globe and hope that many of them are listening to us tonight. We want to really welcome them and to tell them that we're just having a wonderful time remembering the back in the days when we grew up in Jamaica, or we grew up wherever we grew up and had happy holiday memories. So let us know if you'd like to share a memory with us of things that you did around the holiday season. And we know even in Jamaica, people do not realize that we had a fairly large Jewish population who had their special celebration during this time, like they do in the United States. As a matter of fact, we have one of the oldest synagogues there in Jamaica in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, it was started a long time ago. So a lot of people might not know that, but they're still in existence. We still have, you know, a fairly large Jewish community. So we want to say happy holidays to them, too. Because right now I'm broadcasting from, I'm sorry about that.
Call from wireless caller.
Hello. Well, we just want to kind of continue with the thought. I know that
Well, hello, callers. I'm sorry we had a little technical difficulty. and I was off the air for a quick minute. But we're back online, and I think I still have callers, 770-948. So if you'd like to interact with us, just hit 1 on your button. And also 954-643, you are on, 678-389. So again, sorry, you know these technical things act up sometimes. So we're back on the air, and I want to welcome you all. So who's going to talk to me? Do I see a hand? All right. Okay. Well, 954, welcome. Who am I talking to?
Hello. Merry Christmas. This is Jackie calling from Fort Lauderdale currently.
Okay, Jackie from Fort Lauderdale. I know you're on the road, right, because you don't live in Fort Lauderdale.
No, that's right. I live in Melbourne.
Oh, well, welcome, yeah. And thank you for calling in. And who would you like to say happy holidays to tonight?
Well, I would love to say happy holidays to you and your family and my family and everyone that's tuned in to this exciting new way of communicating, you know, worldwide. I think it's wonderful, and I hope that next year this time we'll have millions of people greeting each other for the holidays. So I just wanted to, yes, for everyone out there in Blog Talk and everywhere else, we'll just send the energy out to everyone who's not listening for 2009 and the holiday season, and we just feel the change happening, and we're just going to go with it, peace and prosperity to all.
Thank you very much, Jackie. Yes. The energy is wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it's moving. We feel it. Okay?
Yes, yes, yes. Thanks for your wishes. I know you're on the road, and I can hear the difficulty as you're traveling from Fort Lauderdale to Melbourne, right? You're breaking
yes.
up. So
that's
thanks
right.
for
okay,
calling in, Jackie. And
thank
all
you.
The best for the new year.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're back. You're listening to Backyard Labrish. This is Margaret, your backyard host. And I'm waiting for my co-host, Donna, to call back in. We got a little technical difficulty for a quick minute. But you're listening to Backyard Labrish, and we invite you to go visit us at backyardlabrish.com and just give comments on our website, interact with us, register in the backyard in our community so that you can build a friendship with other people and interact with some of our other members of the backyard. So, again, if you would like to say hi to us, just hit 1 on your keyboard. We'd like to welcome you and to hear your voice. And I see we have listeners listening online. I want to welcome them and hope that pretty soon I'll be able to interact by in the chat room. But right now, you know, I'm still learning. Remember, this is a senior talking here, so I'm not up to date on the chat room part of it yet. So just bear with me. In the meantime, I would like to share with you that Christmas has always been a very special time for me. And I mentioned last week, one of the reasons I think it is because I'm an only child, just like our co-host Donna. She had no brothers or sisters. And at Christmas time, it was special for me because I had a host of cousins. And, you know, my mother was the eldest of her 5 sisters, and she was the only one that had 1 child. So I loved Christmas time because all of her sisters were together and all the cousins were together, and we'd go house hopping from one house to the next, as it was the custom in Jamaica. And then the preparation for Christmas would start early in December and go right into the first week in January. So it was just a happy time that was full of fun and laughter and joy. And we invite our listeners to raise their hands if they want to spread, to share some of their stories with us and to spread some joy all over the world, because this is the season for spreading joy. And, you know, you might not be feeling very joyous yourself, but, you know, you have to get in the mood, because it's the season for peace. It's the season for joy. And really, it begins with you. There's a song, I don't remember the name of the artist, but it says, if you're not with the one you love, then love the one you're with. So even if you're alone tonight, the one you're with is you. And love you, love yourself. Because in loving yourself, when we love anything, especially ourselves, you know, it expands the energy around us. And people around us, we don't have to know them, but they can just feel the warmth of our energy. There was a scientific test done recently that showed, they have equipment now that can really pick up the energy field that we radiate around us. And sure enough, when people were in a loving state, you know, it's simulated, they give them situations that would cause joy, and the energy level around them was expanded. So it shows that when you're in a state of joy, you bring joy to the people around you, even if you don't know them, because the energy is a lot more positive and a lot more loving, and people can really feel it. Of course, if you are in a state of joy, you're going to be smiling and you're not going to be grumpy, and, you know, people are going to see the joy on your face. So we encourage you to remember that it's the season for joy, and regardless of what your religion or your spirituality is, you know, it's all of the disciplines when it comes to spirituality speak about inner peace and about joy and about sharing. So we invite you to share the joy and the love, starting with yourself and then having it radiate to the people around you, whether you know them or not. Put a smile on your face and, you know, and be in a pleasant mood, because it's the season for joy and happiness. So who'd like to join the Laverish? I see we have 404-421 and 770-948. So just hit one on your keyboard if you want to say hi. I don't see anybody hitting it. Anyway, I'm going to keep laverishing. Well, what I want to talk about now is the food that we used in Jamaica at the time that I grew up was, as Donna said, they were all earthy, you know, all natural stuff. And I see caller number 404-421 would like to tune in, so I'm going to open it up because hopefully she can give us a Christmas story. You're on. Who am I speaking with?
This is Donna Robinson. I want you to know that Santa's going to have to bring me a new phone.
Oh, okay. Well, you think we can still get a message to Santa? It's sort of getting late.
I know. I'm like, oh, Santa, this is an emergency call. I need a new phone. But
no,
I was thinking about, one of the things I was thinking about was how appropriate it is that we're talking on Christmas Eve, because it was always the Eve that was also so special, because we would always have various drinks. We would bring out the tea and the cocoa and apple cider and eggnog, and we would bring them out, and we would sit around, you know, we might watch a particular Christmas show, or we might listen to some Christmas songs, or we just might play some games and talk and wait until at least about midnight, and then we were all to open one gift.
Oh,
and then
cool.
To go to bed. Because you can open any more than one gift at that time.
Right. Well, Donna, I know you were an only child, but when you were growing up, were there other children around you?
Well, my cousins would come and stay with me, depending on, you know, I had different cousins that would come and stay with me periodically, boy cousins, girl cousins, and so, and some would live with me for a period of time, particularly when I went to Hawaii, my first cousin came to stay with me for about 2 years, and then
and what's your cousin's name?
Ann Robinson.
Well, let's give a shout out to her and send her some love.
Okay, well, love to you, Ann Robinson, and of course I had Tony Cannon and Barry Cannon and Bruce Cartwright. I mean, they were all like brothers and sisters to me during that time period. Since kind of wouldn't bring me a brother or sister, I kept trying. I kept adding it to my list, but for some odd reason, he just felt that it wasn't necessary. So I got my brothers and sisters vicariously through my aunt.
Right. Well, the same thing with me. Well, I can't remember that I was ever praying for a brother or sister, though. I can't remember that. However, you know, I just enjoyed my cousins so much. I was much older, and I am much older than most of them. I have one male cousin in New York who is 9 months younger than me. But most of my girl cousins are much younger than me. So I was always the big girl giving orders and, you know, being responsible for taking care of them sometimes. And I can remember really enjoying that. So call number 770-948. Oh, yes, that's you, Donna. You're calling in on two numbers, I see.
No, I'm only on one number.
Oh, I got you. So we have 404-421. Who is also on. But I'd like to invite our listeners to put up their hand by hitting 1 on the keyboard if you'd like to interact with us and tell us your Christmas story or to send greetings to someone far away or close by, even in the same state or the same city, but you're not with them tonight. So just let us know if you, we see someone want to say hi. So we'll open up the mic. Who am I talking to? Hello, this is Margaret.
Hello. Hi, Margaret. You're talking to Cecilia. How are you this bright night?
Oh, Cecilia, I'm doing wonderful. I just had a wonderful meal, and I'm just getting into the joyous mood and spreading some joy because, as I said, when you're in the joy energy, it expands outside of your body, and I want it to radiate because it's a season of joy to the world.
Well, my dear, I was listening. I got on the YouTube, and I'm so very grateful. I listened to every version of O Holy Night, Nat King Cole, The Smooth Voice, Celine Dion.
Right.
Everybody. I mean, there's just so many versions of that song, and it lifts you so high by listening to it. But I called to share my Christmas memories because I was discussing with a friend the other day, and we were talking about all the cute little things, the different way in which we celebrated Christmas in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
And I was reminding her about the things we strung across the ceiling, the paper. It was made from papier-mâché, but colored, and with the big bulbs, paper bulbs that you opened out, and how we painted all the trees with maul, with whitewash.
Yes, I remember that.
And
yes.
My stepdad used to paint the whole house every year. He would paint the whole house, all three rooms of it. And it was just wonderful and warm, and we would have sodas. Sodas was a treat. It wasn't a drink like it is here in the United States that somebody have every day. It was a treat. So we would go down to the place and buy a crate of soda, a crate of beer, and several bottles of white rum.
All right.
And Mother would bake all these cakes, and the smells were so warm and inviting. And Mother wouldn't, I wouldn't eat cake with fruits in it. You know that fruit cake?
Yeah, I just would
not eat it. So my mother would make the batter for the cake and then take some out, put it in a pan, and then she would add the fruit.
That's a mother for you.
Yeah. And then my godmother, who lived up the street, Aunt Kathleen, would do the same thing. So every year I was guaranteed two cakes.
Oh,
and then
wow.
And then when mine was finished, I would take the one with all the nuts and fruits and...
And pick them out.
I'd pick them out.
I know, I used to do that too.
I'd pick them out so I could eat some of that cake. And Christmas was just a warm, friendly. There was not a lot of gifts because we didn't have much. But we had a warmth and a caring and a looking out for one another that is not to be duplicated anywhere. Thank you for your show, Margaret. And thank
you
for inviting me online
to
talk with you.
Yes, welcome. And we're going to have you back soon.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us, because I didn't remember about painting the trees, but now I remember. And it made the yard so beautiful.
So festive, yes.
Yes, it really did. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think you're right. They used to use whitewash.
Mm-hmm. Whitewash.
Yes.
And it was all white and sparkling, and it lasted
until
March before it started to fade away.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is a great memory. I remember that now. It's
mm-hmm.
good to have someone, you know, trigger some memory
mm-hmm.
because I didn't remember that. Last week on our show, one of our listeners from New York was reminding us about that special paper that you talked about that we opened up.
It
came
made
flat.
The paper this year. Yeah, right.
Yes, and we opened it up. It had little cutouts.
Yes,
and we opened it up. And then another listener from New York, from Queens, New York, was reminding us about the special pepper lights. I don't remember that. You don't. Well, they had some lights that was like a candle. The light was like a little candle, and it would bubble. It had the bubbles that came up in it when it got warm. Yes, I remember that. And she brought that memory back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to just expand this memory as I go along because, you know, lots of things in this computer here, so it take a little sorting out.
I understand.
So I thank you for calling in and sharing that with us.
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Thank you very much.
And
I want to remind...
Remember how we used to say prosperous new year? Merry Christmas.
Yes, prosperous new year.
We have to say prosperous new year also.
That's right. Thank you,
Cecilia.
So the same to you.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye. And another caller would like to say hi to us from 770-4948. You're on.
Mary.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
This is Majisa and Kenny. Majisa and Kenny.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
That's my girlfriend I was telling you about.
Oh, and where is she calling from?
Austell, Georgia. We've met before,
I
don't remember, but we met at a small business meeting. You provided the caterer.
Oh, yes, I remember. Well, welcome to Backyard Labrish.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a Christmas story you'd like to share with us?
Not so much a story. I have a brief memory, and I had a poem for you and Donna. But the memory is my mom used to always have an artificial tree. And she decided at some point in our life, I don't know, I was very young, that she was going to get creative. So the following year we had a silver tree, and then the following year we had a pink Christmas tree.
Wow.
I don't know if you've ever seen a pink Christmas tree, but we all looked at her kind of strangely because we couldn't understand why my mom had thought to buy a pink Christmas tree, but she thought it was very pretty and that it was different, so we had a pink Christmas tree.
Oh, that is cool. I think that's very cool. I mean, it's good to be creative.
She was quite creative in that matter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I came across a poem that I wanted to share with you and Donna, and it's to you and Donna. It's by a woman named Zorak. It was written last year, and it's called A Mother's Love. And I've been thinking about Donna's mom a lot during Christmas because I remember she taught me how to make candied pecans. And for my family was coming in town actually for Thanksgiving, and I was panicking. I was I don't know, I was 20-something, and I was panicking because I had never made Thanksgiving dinner. And so Donna's mom was my roommate at the time, and she helped me so much. I was about to lose my mind. I went back and forth to the Kroger about 7 times, forgetting the things, instead of making a list, trying to remember from memory. And I remember she made my turkey. And I will never forget that because I had no clue as to how to make a turkey. I knew how to make all the other things, but not a turkey.
Wow.
So the poem is called A Mother's Love, and it goes, and this is to you and Donna.
Thank you.
One of God's greatest gifts he saw it fit to give was a mother's love in this life we live. It comes perfectly wrapped, this gift we've been given, in tears of concerns and hugs for ribbon. The gift is opened by the children she raised and is filled with laughter, encouragement, and praise. This gift grows more precious as time goes by, for a mother's love shall never die.
Aww.
And that is to you and Donna. My mother has also passed on, but all our mothers are still with us, just in a different form, not in a form that we can talk to them, but they're still watching us.
Yeah.
And I know.
Well, thank you so much.
My mother and Donna's mother.
Yes, yes. I appreciate that so much. This really warmed my heart, and we can dedicate it to all the mothers that are listening tonight and all of the listeners who plan to be mothers and all of the listeners whose mothers have made their transition. So we really appreciate you for sharing that with us tonight. Thank you so much. And I want to wish you just a happy holiday and, as we say in Jamaica, a prosperous new year.
Thank you.
You are most welcome, and do join us again. And we invite all our listeners to check out our website at www.backyardlabrish.com and become a part of our community, because in the backyard, we are just preserving our culture, and we are interested in people who would like to just share information with us as we support each other and leave our footprints for the generations to come. You know, as Donna always say, that, you know, historians write about the history of a period or a country, but the stories of the people who made that history has to come from them. And each person's story is different. Everybody brings some richness to the culture, to any culture. And having this medium to let your voice be heard as you chill in the backyard and share some information with our listeners and the world and perhaps future generation, perhaps some of your future generation, is just a wonderful thing. So we invite you to join us each Wednesday night as we labrish in the backyard. Donna, are you still with us? Donna? I guess Donna has gone on to see if she can get Santa Claus to get her a new phone. So I'd like to ask any of our callers that would like. We have several callers online, but nobody's raising their hand. Remember to hit 1 on your keyboard if you'd like to say happy holidays to a special person. And I see I have someone from 404-610, and you're on the air. This is Margaret. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Margaret. How are you doing? This is Ade.
Oh, hi, Ade. Welcome. You are a, what are you?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that out.
A Nigerian Brit? You have such a British accent, sir. I always love to have you on the show. And what would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, first thing I want to share is I want to just tell you how proud of you I am. You know, for someone so young, you've accomplished a lot this year. You've had website, you've started a radio show, you've never done it before, and you stepped out there I know you went to the school of deep end, so you stepped out into the deep end and learned on the job, and you're doing a fantastic job, and even giving people the platform to just share the joy, the love, and wish family members a happy holy day. You know, I'm just really proud of you, because there are people who are in their 40s who are giving up on life. And yes, I did say how young you are. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, thank you so much, Ade, and I thank you for your support and your encouragement, and I accept your congratulations.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, I mean, you're such an inspiration. You're such an inspiration. And, you know, sometimes we're around people, and we're around them all the time, and we don't kind of see what they bring to the table. But sometimes it's after, when they're not around, is when we start thinking, wow, I mean, but you are just, I'm just so proud of you. I am so proud of you. You know, you take,
well, thank
you. You like, life, what you got for me? Bring it on. Bring it on. I can handle it.
Well, I suppose some of our listeners online, or even we have several listeners who are not putting up their hand, might not know. I'm not sure. I never know who's on, who's listening. But Ade is saying that because, you know, I'm a senior, and a lot of the people my age or even much younger than me, as he said, have given up on, not necessarily given up on life, you know, but they're just sort of settled in their whatever place they are. I'm not reaching. As I mentioned to my listeners, I'm not yet up on the chat room part of the show, but I hope to do that very soon. And I see 404-421 would like to say something, so I'm going to open the mic to them. You're on.
I'm back.
You're back. I just told our listeners you went to ask Santa Claus for your phone. You're running out of time.
I had to write the letter, you know, stick it on the chimney and all that kind of stuff. But
I hope you're not selling it by snail mail, baby. That don't work anymore.
I'm faxing it to Santa Claus.
Well, you got to do that, or send it through cyberspace.
Cyberspace, that's it.
Yeah, it gets there faster.
Okay, you're right. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Just want to say yes. You know, that's one of the things about it, is that you really, you know, in the midst of everything, you know, no one, the bottom line is that you can't give up. You can't just stop. You got to keep moving forward. And that was one of the things that I, you know, saw that I truly enjoy about Margaret, is that she continues to move forward and she continues to embrace technology and whatever new. It's almost like she becomes a brand new baby all over again because she's so excited about it. And it kind of renews your spirit as a person who's younger than her to say, man, I need to get excited too. You know, just you bring that excitement to us. So it's definitely refreshing.
Well, thank you, Donna. And I'd like to tell our listeners on 404-956 that the mic is open to you, and also 421, 404-421. And we have Ade still with us. And Ade, you want to jump in here and say something? Is there anyone special in London that you'd like to send some greetings to, or to in Nigeria?
Well, it's actually funny because just before I called in, I can't understand it. I have a radio show, but every time I call another radio station, when I call into a radio station, I get nervous, and I can't understand it. So I'm like, okay, don't ask me that. But anyway, just a side note. Well, yes, my parents are in London right now. I got my sisters over there, so I want to wish them a happy, happy Christmas. And my family here in Atlanta, I got a family member in the car with me here. You know, I'm one of those few men who could multitask, you know.
I know.
Five things at once, effortlessly. So I got a family member. So I want to just wish all your listeners as well happy Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa. Just enjoy the holy day. It's time to rest, even though we don't. But always put yourself first is what I say.
Right. And I'm encouraging my listeners to take some time to get peace and joy in their hearts so that it can radiate out into the world, because that's what the world needs now, is love. It really does. We need to have as much love poured into the atmosphere as is humanly possible. And if we all concentrate on, if, as I said before, if you have no one to love, love yourself, because this will start the radiation outside of you, and people will feel it. It will be felt. So I encourage all our listeners online and the ones that are listening on the phone to just take a moment and go within and know how special you are. This is a special season. Whatever your spirituality or religion is, you are celebrating something special. Even if you don't celebrate the holidays as the Christians do or as the Jews do, but just celebrate yourself. You know, join in the celebration in some way so that we can all, you know, create this synergy that will just uplift us as we go forth in the new year, because we, not only in America, but the entire world is going through a transition and some changes. And boy, if we didn't need love before, do we need it now? You know, as the song says, what the world need now is love. And so we need to start with loving ourselves. So who would like to tune in?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Also, before I forget, I would definitely be remiss if I didn't send a shout-out to my father. Him and my stepmother, B, are in Louisiana, so is my brother, Johnny. And I just wanted to definitely send a shout-out to them and wish them a very Merry Christmas and a safe trip back home. But, yes, I definitely agree with you on that, that, you know, it's kind of like even with me, you know, this year I was just bringing my mother back from the hospital and settling her into my home and everything, and it was a little melancholy, but she was of the mindset to say, look, don't even start. Have a great time, and this is a time for the family and the children, and you suck it up, and you're going to have a great time. And I realized that what she said is so true, is that you have to continue to move forward and continue to, you know, carry that positive light, because it passes from me to my children, to my family. And, of course, if I'm carrying it differently, a dim light, then they're going to be, you know, kind of dim at the same time. So I have to kind of keep my spirits bright even, you know, through this time of remembrance, to remember her saying, Donna, just suck it up and keep moving forward. It's going to be okay. And celebrate the season. Enjoy the season. Enjoy the time that you have with the people that you have to spend it with. And that's what it's really about, is spending this time. It's like a time when everything shuts down to say, look, you're busy all year, and whether you want us to or not, even the stores are going to shut down for this one day for us to spend some time with our loved ones and people that we care about, or even with ourselves, just a moment to reflect on life and where we're going for the future that's right around the corner. And I thank you for that positive aura that you've sent out, and I hope everyone has reached out and grabbed a piece of it to carry with them through this holiday.
Well, thank you, Donna. I appreciate that. And I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Lavrish, and invite you to visit our website at backyardlavrish.com. And I see I have several callers online, and if you'd like to, we just have a couple more minutes left on our show. And if you'd like to say a special hello to someone you love that might be far away or even near to you, or if you'd like to share a holiday memory with us, feel free to hit 1 on your keypad on your telephone, and I'll certainly open up the mic so you can interact with us.
Ms. Margaret, you asked me a question earlier about whether or not my mother had passed on a lot of the cooking recipes and all of that to me. Did you get a lot of that stuff passed on to you?
Donna, I was at a little dinner party last night, and I was making a confession. And this, I think, a lot of Jamaicans who grew up in my period can perhaps relate to. And the fact is, I never knew how to cook until I came to the United States of America. And actually, this is where I learned to cook. Because we were, as children, we were not allowed in the kitchen. Mm. We were not allowed in the kitchen.
Wow.
It's amazing. But I was with someone else last night who grew up in Kingston around the same time period I did. And she said the same thing. You know, when we were growing up in the 30s and 40s, we had helpers in the kitchen. And, of course, a lot of them, it's their domain, and they don't want you in there as a child anyhow. And I left Jamaica as a, you know, in my early 20s. So I didn't know how to cook. And I learned a lot about cooking since I'm here. And then I went back to Jamaica for 3 years. And knowing that I, you know, cooking, I love to cook now. I watched other people cook. And actually, you know, learned from that. But we that's how it was in Jamaica in the colonial days.
Mm.
Because we had helpers who did the cooking.
Okay.
And in those days, Donna, the cooks didn't do the laundry, and the people who did the housework didn't cook, you know, in some cases.
Yeah.
So they specialized in what they did.
Right.
And at one period, I mean, I did have a guest house in Montego Bay, and I had a wonderful cook, and I learned a lot from her. You know, I would go down sometime for weekends, and she would just explain everything that she does, you know, as she was doing it. And that's how, I'm a good cook now, but that's how I actually learned to cook. My mother made a special thing at Christmas time when I was a little girl, she made something from guava. You've heard of guava jelly, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of guava jelly?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, guava is a fruit that grows in Jamaica. And mostly at Christmas time, our family did it. But they had people who would make jams, right, and jellies. But my mother made something that we called guava dosi. I don't know if any Jamaicans are on and remember that. But it was more like it had a thicker consistency than a jam. And it was it was not as smooth as a jam. It had a little gritty. I don't know. I can't remember how she did it because she never shared it with me. But she only did it at Christmas time. And she would make this guava dosi. I don't even think any of my cousins would remember that.
But I remember it. That reminds me of preserves. My family would do canning of like different fruits as well, pears or whatever, apples. And they had different ways of making it. They had light syrups and they had dark syrups. And then they would do what was called pear preserves. Or apple preserves. And when they did the preserves, it was much more thicker and it had the grains and it, mm-hmm. it had a different consistency. And that's what we call preserves.
Right. But it must have been something similar. But this she ended up, you know, how you would do like a brownie in that in the squares and then you would cut it in the little squares.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it would be done. That's how she would do it. But,
oh,
but you know, in Jamaica, they had special things they did at Christmas time at different parts of the island because, you know, some of the cities are interior, you know, inside the country, and others are on the coast. So depending on what part of the island you were, you perhaps were doing different things at Christmas time.
Right.
Because the people on the coast would have a lot of seafood, and the people that were interior perhaps didn't eat as much seafood. You know, they would be more in roasting the pig and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, and I'm hoping that some of our listeners will call and share with us, you know, what was special to them in terms of the food. But I know that one thing that was very important and still is important to a lot of Jamaicans in their entertainment and their parties, and that is two things that are very important, music and food. We must have good tasty food and we must have good music. And in our culture, when you talk about a party, you're talking about dancing. We don't have a party and you don't dance. You know what I mean? We don't just have a party. In those days, you don't just have a party and people sit around and drink and talk. Uh-uh. You got to dance. Got to shake your booty. Of course, we didn't call it that in those days.
Yeah.
But, you know, since I'm so hip and hop or whatever it is now that they say, because the language change every day, you know, but so I'm going with the trend here. And I hope some young person will remind me of what it is now when you are hot. Is that what it is now? But whatever. In the old days, you were hip. But no, I don't think it's hip anymore. But anyhow, I see that a caller wants to say something from 678 691. Donna, that isn't you. No, the mic isn't open. Okay, you're on. The mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Listen, Margaret, this is Cecilia calling, and I've been listening, and what you're describing is guava jelly.
No, it wasn't jelly. The jelly was smooth, and
no,
it wasn't
jelly,
in a bottle.
It's guava cheese. It's a paste. It's a thick consistency with paste, and we call it guava cheese. And you can slice it.
Oh, it's cheese? She called it
dosi. Yeah, well, but you described it, and I knew what it was. It was just
guava
cheese.
Oh, God, yes. And you would cut it like they would cut brownies here.
Right. And
right,
put it on bread with regular cheese and make a sandwich. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. So, the switchboard is full. Lots of callers. So do let us know if you'd like to say a parting goodbye. We're almost at the end of our show. And again, you're all listening to Backyard Lavish. We're hanging out in the backyard here. The weather is wonderful. We're reminiscing about growing up in Jamaica or wherever you grew up, about what you did Christmas time. We're leaving our footprints so that later on, if your grandniece, grandson, whoever, great-grand is surfing online, they might just hear your beautiful voice and hear something about what you did when you were here. So let's get verbal and let your voice be heard. So, Donna, you're on.
Okay, well, again, just want to wish everyone a great Merry, Merry Christmas and moving into the new year, prosperous new year. Just hope everyone really, you know, enjoys the evening. Maybe you'll start a new tradition with your family of sitting up and drinking some nice hot cocoa or some apple cider. And for those of you that celebrate the Christmas, maybe opening up a gift at midnight. And for those of you who don't, just sitting and just enjoying the time with your family. Time of the end of the year, how fast it got here, how we're getting ready to move right into the new year. Again, I just want to wish everyone a happy holiday season, and I look forward to everyone joining us again in the backyard on Wednesday. Back to you, Ms. Margaret.
All right, because this coming Wednesday is going to be our last show for the year, and we are going to, on January 7th, we have a very interesting special guest who is a professor at Vanderbilt University, and she'll be talking. She's done some research on intercultural relationships and, you know, how it's played out between the people of the Caribbean countries and people of color in America. And I thought that was a very interesting subject. So I hope you'll all tune in next week, but especially on January 7th, because she will be discussing her findings with us, because she is researched. Very interesting young lady, and I'll be talking more about her next week and what she's going to be sharing with us. So again, all our listeners, thank you for listening, And we hope that you have a wonderful holiday and that you have a lot of love and joy, and you'll spread some joy to the world. So again, thanks, and a very good night to you, and hopefully we'll see you next week. This is Margaret and Donna checking out of the backyard and asking you to join us next week, and also check our website at backyardlavish.com and leave us a comment or come hang out with us in the backyard of the website. So, Donna, I want to say good night and thank you for your support and thank all our listeners for tuning in. And do join us again next week and the following week. We hope you'll just come to the backyard each Wednesday and just share with us quietly or verbally interact with us. So, again, good night. And may God bless you.
Good night. God bless you.
Bye-bye. I'll see you all next week. Thank you for listening.